Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's get ready to rumble!
He's the fastest man on the planet. He'd have got there, Rabbits.
Beers, beers, and more beers. I can't wait. I can't wait.
What about Andrew King? Put him in the sack. Put him somewhere. He's too good for this game.
Yes, yes. Hello, one. Hello, all. Hope you enjoyed a week off Supercoach. Origin is tonight. We are back into the swing of things next week, but look, a pretty popular topic that a lot of people have asked me to cover is the fullback position. Now, the fullback position is one of the positions that you'll be running two reserves in for the run home. Yeah, I think it's the position with the most points, obviously. A lot of guys with high ceilings, but there's so many options there as well. Like, a lot of the guys are going to have dual positions. Do you play an outright fullback? Do you play a dual or whatnot? Look, I've got 10 names here. That we're going to cover that I think are the top 10 best options in terms of sole fullback. So guys like Valentine Holmes here aren't being mentioned because they are available for centre wing, same as Nico Hines. But look, a couple of them you can interchange. I have ranked them from 10 to 1. A lot of them, it's subjective in my opinion, but you can change the rankings however you guys feel. I've just taken it into account of basically draw and matchups, but look, coming in at number 10, I've got Gutho. Now, you can argue Gutho can be swapped around with the next two names that I put in, but we look at Gutho's run home, and the most important rounds 21 to 25, where a lot of your guys' finals are going to be. They play the Rabbitohs, Manly, the Cowboys, the Storm, and the Panthers. Now, you can make the argument that against the Panthers and the Storm, that they might be resting some players, but I feel like in a position that is so crucial, you don't really want to be taking too many punts on your fullbacks. Look, Gutho against South averages 49, against Manly averages 58, against the Cowboys 61, Melbourne 51, Panthers 56. So the top average there is 61 against the Cowboys. And for someone that's currently 23.7% owned from players, I think Gutho is probably one of the worst options to have in your fullback positions. The next man, number 9, is Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, understandably playing on the wing, not at his powers what he was at fullback. Like I said, you can swap him and Gutho around, or the next man in number 8, but RTS has the Sharks, the Bulldogs, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Titans. Round 25 against the Titans is probably the best matchup in terms of his averages, but these averages are also skewed because of the time that he spent at fullback. Averages of 67 against the Sharks, Bulldogs 64, Broncos 59, Canberra 62 and the Titans 72. A guy that's currently owned by 5.7% of people, I think that is way too high because of the fact that he's on the wing. Look, he'll probably sign the fullback this week with the news that Reece Walsh is out, but after that, yeah, very, very little stocks for RTS, unfortunately for me. Number 8, Matt Dufty. As I said, Gutho, RTS, Dufty, you can top all these guys around in terms of the rankings, not going to argue. Either here nor there, look, they have a pretty gross run into finals. Raiders, Panthers, Roosters, Cowboys, Rabbitohs, averages of 66 against the Raiders, 41 against Panthers, 44 against the Roosters, 46 against the Cowboys, and 39 against the Rabbitohs. Currently owned by 1.6%. Don't expect that number to be jumping up through the roof too much, just considering the run that he's gotten. And who knows, like, Matt Dufty's out the door next year. They might even just not play him for the remaining couple of games in the season. Look, number 7, a lot of people have been talking about this guy as a pod for the Super Trade round, and I can understand it, I can get behind it. With the way that the Sharks have been playing recently, it is Will Kennedy. Now, Will Kennedy is probably very, very enticing for you guys that play a grand final round 24, because their run home is the Warriors, the Knights, the Tigers, the Broncos, and the Storm in round 25. But as I said, if you're playing grand finals round 24, definitely not too worried about that matchup. Against the Warriors, an average of 43, against the Knights 49, Tigers 46, Broncos 39, and Melbourne 53. I'm happy to discredit those just because of the career form that he is playing. Currently only owned by 1.1% of players, with a 2021 average of 63.2. SJ coming back into the side of things is really going to help Kennedy. Probably not the ideal candidate to have in terms of pod selections. We'll touch on them later, but I can definitely get behind the idea of running Will Kennedy as your fullback. Number six, we've got Latrell Mitchell. The run home for the Rabbitohs is the Eels, the Titans, the Panthers, the Roosters, and the Dragons. So round 25 could be a pretty good matchup if Wayne Bennett decides to play Latrell Mitchell. He is currently owned by 5.8% of players, with an average of 85 against Parramatta, an average of 79 against the Titans, a 54 against the Panthers, a 59 against the Roosters, and an average of 66 against the Dragons. So Latrell Mitchell is my number six fullback for the run home. Number five in this list is a man that obviously has fallen off the wagon completely, still has a really huge percentage of ownership, and I can understand why, because at the flick of a switch, he can turn his form around. It is the New South Wales fullback, it is James Tedesco. I've currently ranked him as the fifth best option for fullback for the run home. A 2021 average of 81.3, which is incredible considering you think that he's having a quiet year. To still average over 80 is simply phenomenal. The Roosters, their draw running home isn't too bad. They've got to navigate the Panthers in round 21, but then they've got the Broncos and the Dragons in round 22 and 23, the Rabbitohs in 24, and the Raiders in 25. As I said, he's owned by 32.4% of players, which is huge considering the fact that people think he's just fallen off the face of the earth. But averages of 58 against the Panthers, 76 against the Broncos, 71 against the Dragons, 72 against South Sydney, and 74 against the Raiders. By far the best historical averages of any player on this list so far. Number five is James Tedesco. Number four was going to be the Queensland debutant fullback in Reece Walsh. Now, I've ranked Walsh ahead of Tedesco based purely on draw and the fact that, I think Walsh is just a really, really good smoky candidate. Considering Teddy is owned by about 32% of players and Walsh is only owned by 10.8, the fact that they've got the Sharks, the Bulldogs, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Titans for the run home, I think is very, very juicy for the Warriors, a side that will be battling for top 8 footy, and I think will be having to play their best players week in, week out. Unfortunately, there is no historical averages on Walsh against the Sharks, Bulldogs, Broncos, Raiders, or Titans, just because he is in his rookie season, but controversially have ranked Reece Walsh as the fourth best fullback option, and that doesn't even take into account price. He's going to be the cheapest out of the top 5. Number three, I've got Ryan Papenhuyzen. Obviously, suffered that sick head injury at the hands of Jordan Piera back many, many rounds ago. It's kept him sidelined for quite a while, but we have to remember what Pat was doing before that. And a 2021 average of 101.7, still owned by 9.4% of people. I think people are just holding on for the run home. And that run home sees the Storm play Manly, the Raiders, the Titans, the Eels, and the Sharks. Now, Pap is a... I would say not confusing, but just definitely a perplexing one because we don't know what Bellamy's going to do with him. Obviously, he's lacking a little bit of match fitness. Maybe he just plays him out for the season, knowing that you've got Nico Hines there as a backup if anything happens. But yeah, definitely could see Pat playing rounds 24, 25. Averages that he's got against those sides. Against Manly, he's got a 77 average. The Raiders, 55. The Titans, 88. The Parramatta Eels, 96. And the Cronulla Sharks, 38. As I said, still owned by 9.4% of people. Definitely can see a world where we either hold Gutho for people that are still holding him, or even Teddy, that you just shift them to Pat when he's back from the HIA. Number two, now this is a man that I am hanging a lot of faith on. Played very, very few games this year. It's the Knights fullback, Kalyn Ponga. The Knights have probably the best run home for Supercoach and the finals. They play the Broncos, the Sharks, the Bulldogs, the Titans, and then the Broncos again in rounds 25. So a double matchup there against a Broncos side that is leaking a lot of points at fullback, and we'll touch on that soon. The Broncos, Kalyn Ponga averages 74 against them, 78 against the Sharks, 54 against the Bulldogs, 70 against the Titans, and 74 against the Broncos again. Currently only owned by 1.3% of people, obviously out with the injury, which would expect that to be low. A 2021 average of 86.8 when he's on the field. I've ranked him number two for the fullbacks to have running home. And that leaves one man and one man only at the top of the food chain. No surprise who it is. The run home isn't fantastic. It's not terrible. But this man can do it all himself. 127.4 average. Currently owned by 39.5% of teams. I think he is a must-have for the fullback position running home. That is Tom Trbojevic. They play the Storm, the Eels, the Raiders, the Bulldogs, and the Cowboys. It's hard because we know that Turbo might get rested for the run home. But if he's fighting for Dally M points, who knows? He might stick it in there. I think this is more appealing for you guys that have the round 24 grand finals. But I still think you take the chance on him for round 25, considering how many people own him. Against Melbourne, he averages 46. Against Parramatta, 72. Against the Raiders, 83. Against the Bulldogs, 88. And against the Cowboys, 59. Tom Trbojevic, at 39.5% ownership, is my number one fullback to have. That's going to wrap up the top 10 of fullbacks to have for the run home, in my opinion. But a lot of you guys might be asking sort of how I've come to the ranking decisions. And yeah, it's done a little bit on draw, but it's also done on the teams that they are playing in terms of the statistics behind that. We'll go through the top 8 worst fullback defensive teams. Number 1, it's the Broncos, conceding 80 points a game to fullbacks. Number 2, it's the Titans, conceding 72 points a game. The Bulldogs in third, conceding 69.6 points a game. A three-way tie in fourth between the Tigers, the Warriors, and the Raiders, all conceding 68.8 points to fullbacks. Number 7, the Cowboys at 65.6, and the Dragons at 64.8. Those stats courtesy of NRLSupercoachStats.com. That's going to wrap it up, guys. That's going to wrap up the top 10 fullbacks. Hopefully you enjoyed that. If you did want to dive a little bit deeper into those stats, I have put them up on Instagram and Facebook at SC Whisperer. Check that out. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that. You guys can get a better idea as to which fullbacks to target for the run home. As I said, the rankings are all very, very subjective, and it's just my opinion. There's a lot more things to consider for you guys when making your trades. But with Supercoach coming to a close with the run home fast approaching and the super trade rounds that you've got this week, any bit of information I think is very, very key for you guys to maximize the 5 trades that you have. But for now, that's everything. Keep your friends close, keep your pods closer, and enjoy Origin tonight.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.